Let's start with Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky. Oh boy, can you tell that he and his middle finger are not running for re-election? That's right, he's the one person standing between millions of jobless Americans and their money. He says it's about fiscal responsibility. Others say he picked the wrong time and the wrong issue to make his point.
If we can't find $10 billion to pay for something that we all support, we will never pay for anything on the floor of this U.S. Senate. Solution that I
so many on debt. What we need is to recognize that there are poor people all over America who are desperate today.
Thanks, Bunning. We're looking at foreclosure.
There are so many layers to this story. We're going to try and peel them all back. Stuff to think about. Does Senator Bunning have a good point about the $10 billion package, or is he just bitter, carrying out a kind of scorched earth policy after his own party didn't back his reelection bid? Can't Democrats just work around him? Is he hurting Republicans? And most importantly, who's getting the shaft? We're talking about people who need unemployment benefits to get by, transportation workers, basically home on the couch because federal inspectors are now on furlough. But there are other projects that are in limbo too, including small business loans on hold. Of course, all this might be cleared up by tomorrow night in time for Senator Bunning to watch Kentucky play basketball in Georgia. He's made it clear that he loves his cats. All right, let's peel back some of those layers. Here's CNN senior congressional correspondent Dana Bash.
It's a package of $10 billion to extend funding for laid-off workers, road projects, and more. But one senator, Kentucky's Jim Bunning, is blocking it, and he angrily refused to answer questions about why.
Excuse me.
People who are unemployed.
I've got to go to the floor.
Senator, could you just explain to us why you're holding this up? I'm sure you have an explanation.
Excuse me.
Okay, are you concerned about those that are going to lose their benefits? Guess we have our answer.
Bunning's move is having a real-world effect. Construction workers here started the morning on the job, rebuilding a bridge outside Washington. But as the clock ticked towards noon, workers on this $36 million project were told to stop and leave, the site locked up.